Emuna, page 334, Briti Shalom. כמו כן זה עובד גם בכיוון הפוך.
It works also the opposite. על ידי שאדם עובד על האמונה, הוא זוכה לתיקון הברית. When someone works on his Emuna, to believe everything from Hashem, everything is good, to thank Hashem and everything, it fixes his ברית. זו הדרך ברוחניות, שכל שני עניינים שתלויים זה בזה, משפיעים זה על זה ומהירים זה לזה. Every two inyanim, two matters, which depend on each other in spiritually, so when you work on one, it affects the other. Like Rabbi Natan writes in the Agdama, Agdama, introduction to Sefer Amidot. Im ken gam al yedei shadam oved al midat emunah. So that's so. Also, when a person works on the midah of emunah, he mishtadel liknot emunah, and he makes an effort to acquire this emunah, הוא זוכה להתקרב לעבודה של תיקון הברית. He merits to get close to this work of תיקון הברית. כמו שכותב רבינו בתורה פזן, רבינו writes תורה פז 87, שהתיקון לפגם הברית הוא להאיר איש חבדה לדורות בים, שהוא בחינת אמונה גמורה שם. The fixing of פגם הברית is to shine the 224 lights in the sea, which is the aspect of אמונה. אך עדיין אנו צריכים לבאר יותר את עניין האמונה. But still, so we have to explain what is this מידה of אמונה. איך זוכים להאיר את 224 אורות בבחינת אמונה? How do we merit to enlighten these 224 lights, which is the aspect of אמונה, is brought in that Torah. ונכתוב כאן מעט מזער דיבורי אמונה, וכל מבקש השם לחפץ זה אמת, ימד הריכות לספר בגן האמונה. And we'll write here a little bit of דיבורים of אמונה, and anyone who really wants to know about אמונה has this special book called Gan HaEmunah, and you can read it and inspire yourself. בשביל להגיע לאמונה, האדם חייב להחדיר לליבו שהוא בא לעולם הזה בשביל להגיע להכרה שיש בעל הבית לעולם. In order to reach אמונה, a person has to insert into his heart deep, internalize it all the way through. That the reason why he came to the world is to recognize that there is a Baal HaBayis to the world, there's an owner to the world, there's a master in the world. Not only a surface level recognizing that, oh yeah, there is a God. A lot of people believe that there is a God. Rather to come to a clarified mind to know that Hashem Yitbarach קובע הכל. השם יתברך בשתומת א' in English, השם יתברך, he rules everything, he decides everything. והאדם בעצמו הוא אפס, and the man himself is a zero. No zeros? כלום, nothing. אדם צריך לדעת שהוא אפס. But you know that he's a nothing. What does that mean? שאין, שפירושו, אין בכוחו לקבוע כלום. He could do nothing in the world. כל מה שהשם עושה, rather, but we see that people are doing, so you have to know. Not to know that I'm nothing, therefore I can't do. I can't do myself, rather. Whatever I do, it's because Hashem is giving me the כוח to do it. ועל זה יש ציווי מפורש, שלא יפול לכפירה. It says in the Torah explicitly, not to fall into denial. To say that's me. Says kochi ve'otzim yadi asar et ha'chayil hazeh, my power, my might did for me this chayil. Lizko bechol yom ha'yom, you have to remember every day and every moment that Hashem hu anoten la'adam koach lasot chayil. Hashem gives the person power to have success. וזכרת את השם אלוקיך כי הוא הנותן לך הספר. You have to remember השם אלוקיך, he gives you the power to do that success. שפירושו, explanation is שכל דבר טוב שעשה ועושה ויעשה, השם נותן את הכוח לזה. Every good thing that a person has done, is doing and will do, השם gave him the power to do it. לכן האדם צריך לעשות הכל רק על ידי תפילה ופנייה להשם. Therefore, a person needs to do everything only through turning to Hashem, praying to Hashem. שאז השם עוזר לו שיוכל לעשות דברים טובים באמת. And then Hashem helps him that you're able to do good things. ולזכור תמיד שזה בכוחו של Hashem. To remember always that this is in the power of Hashem. אך האדם רוצה לחיות בדמיון שהוא מציאות. פעם איזה, a person wants to live this imagination that he's a reality in the world, he's a being. שזה הרע שנכנס באדם מאז הפיתוי של הנחש ואיזה כלוקים. That's the bad that entered man since the seducing of the snake. He told them, you're going to be like a god. And that's what caused the person to want to be like a god, to do things without Hashem. That's caused them not to pray. They have to scale משהו, לא מצליח לעשות, and he'll be disappointed. No, to scale is frustrated from what is he's not succeeding, and then beat himself up and say, oh, it's because of me, I'm such an idiot, and have complaints in front of Hashem, so towards Hashem. A person who wants to reach the emunah צריך שידע את האמת. He needs to know the truth. אני כלום. אני כלום. I'm nothing. מישהו חושב שהוא משהו, הוא חי בשקר. Someone who thinks he's a something, he's an entity in the world. כן? He used to know that he's living in a false life. ככל שהוא יותר חושב שהוא משהו, the more he thinks he's a something, כך הוא שוקר יותר עמוק בשקר. The deeper he is in his false sin. Is lying, it's possible. והוא יותר מקבל מכות, and he gets beaten up more, he gets whacked from שמיים to remind him who's in charge. הוא פה לא מסתדר לו, הוא פה הולך לקשה, this is not working out for him, and here it's difficult for him. ולפעמים כשהוא מתעקש ביותר לחשוב שהוא משהו, and sometimes when he's very stubborn to think that he's a something in the world, so from שמיים they give him this illusion that he's a something. Ve'az ken olech lo, v'chem yisader lo, and then everything goes well for him. Ve'az mafsid et hakol, and then he loses it all. Because with long time they give him awakenings. Awakenings? How do you say? Awakenings?
Wake up calls.
Right? So fine, so he has a chance to awaken. To remember that it's Hashem. But when they don't give him, they stop giving him, like the snake. They give him, go eat everything. Leave us alone. Hashem told the snake, go eat to the...
How does that fit with we're supposed to develop a relationship with Hashem. We're supposed to be servants of Hashem. We get there through doing mitzvahs, and yet we're nothing?
Yeah. Hashem gives us the power to do mitzvahs.
Yeah, but we're still nothing. Even though we can climb above angels, we're still nothing.
Hashem can make you climb above angels. Yeah?
Okay.
Without Hashem, we're nothing. That's the point. With Hashem, we're everything. We're the biggest tzaddikim in the world. The point is without Hashem. Without Hashem, we're nothing.
You have to realize what you're missing and what that missing makes you.
Exactly. That doesn't mean, Chas Hashem doesn't mean people have difficulty with this. Because what do you mean? I have talents. And a person has talents. And I have sechel. And I have a lot of things in life. Look, I could tell myself, look, I could talk, I could give classes. Naturally. What does that mean, naturally? Who made this nature? Hashem made it. So if I take it to myself, ooh, I'm so great, I'm awesome. It's a lie. I created myself. Every talent the person has, he created himself. It's a lie. But once he gets the callback, like I saw the guy yesterday on the road, he's gone. Life is so fragile. Okay? So not to forget every moment, whatever talents Hashem gave me those talents, I should use them for Hashem. If a person plays music well, he has to use the talent for Hashem. If a person knows how to, whatever you do, record it and put it on the internet, use it for Hashem. Okay? Whatever person's talent he has, you give music to people, right? You have to do it, you must do it. Whatever it is, a person must use his talents and know that Hashem gave it to him in order to serve Hashem. Okay? So remember that all the time. I'm a nothing without Hashem. Hashem made me into something. So I don't take any pride in myself. All the pride goes to him. Not to forget that.
You have to be too detail of ourselves to Hashem, right? Not by yourself to Hashem. In English, it's be too. You have to be
two.
Good chiddush. It's not mine, it's my wife.
Right, even English leaders? Well, like everyone, it's right as well, yeah. Very good. That's namash. That's what a person has to do in the world. I want to be a tool to serve Hashem. Whatever, however Hashem wants me to do it. However Hashem wants me to do it. He wants me right now. I won't succeed in Avodah Hashem. That's how I'll serve Him. I'll be happy anyways. I'll serve Him anyways. Someone told me, I have a friend, if I'm Rusa at night, he told me he learned Torah 66 in the Likutei Maharan. He wasn't a Breslin before. He was Todosawa. You know Todosawa over here? The people wear the stripes during the week. So he used to be a Todosawa and he became Breslin. He told me he's working on Torah Samach Vav for a long time already. So the Torah talks about to find the spirit of the tzaddik in everything. To find what the tzaddik wants from you. Okay? To find what Rabbeinu wants from us. He says, after a few months that he's working, and he's only at the U, and he's davening every day on this Torah to understand it, to achieve it, to fulfill what it says in the Torah, he understands one main thing. What really Rabbeinu wants from us is never to give up. That's the main thing Rabbeinu wants from a person. Never to give up. Whatever you fall down, what does it have to do with now serving Hashem this moment? Or this moment? Or this moment? And every moment is new. Yeah? That's what he understood, and it's true what he said. what is it to give up? To give up is kfira. You know what to give up is kfira? It's saying, Hashem, you can't help me from here.
Denying Hashem.
You're denying Hashem. You're saying, Hashem, from this place, no chance. That's kfira. That's kfira in Hashem. Hashem, really, in every place, he can pick us up. But what does it have to do? Like Gudlevsky, I always say this. Like he said, the CD of Gudlevsky, he's always a techizit. He's also American. He says, so you murdered someone. So clean the knife and go daven mincha. Clean the knife and go daven. Why can't you daven afterwards? Because the worst out there, you murdered someone. You can't go daven mincha afterwards? Why not? Why does that affect that? Get the idea? The effect maybe in the spiritual wise, but a person has to do the mitzvahs, even though he's doing averus. It's not all or nothing. It's whatever I do is good. I have a friend, probably thousands of people did tshuva because of him. Yosef Dan, maybe you were supposed to give a shiur here, but didn't. Shmuel Avraham, he knows him well. He brought him here, whatever he helped him. So Yosef Dan, I asked him, how do you do tshuva? He grew up in a Mestorati, you know, they went to the shul, but they didn't keep Shabbos.
He was here Thursday.
He gave a shiur on Thursday? About the Afatza?
Yes.
He told you how you guys did tshuva?
No, he's talking about his grandmother.
Ah, she can't tell it's slave.
Yeah,
all of her kids died, and then...
Yeah.
So Yosef Dan.
He was telling us about Russia and Moscow and the Mercedes.
Yeah. Whole stories, yes, stories. I went around the world with him. Not to Moscow, but I went to Europe, to Western Europe. To France many times, to Amsterdam, to Italy, to other places. Zurich, did that a couple times. Anyways, I asked Rabbi Tshuva, he said, he grew up in not religious family, they're Mesorati. They go and make a kiddush, have a meal, everyone together. They don't really keep anything. Like now, yes, now there's everything. Father goes to shul every morning. Goes to the kotel. Yeah, a big company, gas company. Gas for cooking, and also for not for cooking, also for sick people. Like that gas. What is it called? Gas balloon. Oxygen. Anyways, so he told me that he wasn't religious, and he wasn't religious at all. He was in the army. In Lebanon, he fought in Lebanon, he was a Golani or whatever, he was a fighter, combat. And then, 1 week they kept him in, they let him go out to be on Shabbos in Tveria. So he went to Tveria on Shabbos, and his friend was a religious friend. And they stayed in the hotel. And then he's walking with his friend on Shabbos, and he lights a cigarette, he's smoking a cigarette. And his friend doesn't say anything, a religious friend. And then he throws a cigarette, he goes over to step on it.
And Fred says, no, don't step on it. I said, why not? He said, it's not allowed on Shabbos to put out a fire. He says, but I just smoked this whole cigarette. He didn't say a word. He said, that you want to smoke? I can't tell you anything, but what do you get out of putting it out? Nothing. So he explained to him, it's not black and white. Every mitzvah you do, you'll get rewards. Every mitzvah you get to. So that went into his heart. And then when they went back to the hotel, he said, he said to himself, why should I go up the elevator? Another there, I'm like, oh. And he went up the stairs. Then he went, the light was on the room. He said, anyways, I'm dead tired. I'll fall asleep anyways. I won't turn up the light. And slowly, that's how he started keeping Shabbos and started going to the Gemara share. From this idea that every mitzvah you do, every little good thing you do, you get reward. Everything we do in the world will get reward. Even if we had wrong thoughts when doing it, we had our personal, personal interest. We'll get reward for the mitzvah. Okay, a person give a half a shekel tzedakah, you get reward for it. Even if he did an avera afterwards, the avera didn't take away his mitzvah. Yeah? There are some averas which are dangerous, like lashon hara. Then the mitzvah is transferred and stuff. You have to be very careful with lashon hara. Tshuva and lashon hara.
What was his name again?
Yosef Dan. His first name, Yosef Dan.
Is his name
the Rav Avush? He's Tamid Rav Avush. All he does all day is...
Where is he?
He distributes the books all day.
Oh, he's not here at all?
No. He used to be.